this is Fred Ricciani of TSC News here with Scott Anderson on the line, and we are here to recap SmackDown Live, July 19th, 2016, the first official Tuesday night live SmackDown. Now, we've had SmackDown specials before, Super SmackDowns on Tuesday night, but this is the first of many to come because SmackDown permanently moves to Tuesday nights. We had the WWE draft, and I got to say, Scott, you and I were watching this from two different perspectives. I watched hour one on Draft Central because I was out of the house, watched hour two on regular television, and you watched the entire broadcast. And I think the one word that you and I both said to each other was underwhelmed.
Yes, and I would like to add that I'm glad it's not a three-hour show as well.
Yeah.
That just it definitely did not cut it tonight for whatever reason. I don't know if, you know, half the crew isn't even at the TV taping or what, but it definitely lacked something for sure.
Yeah, and I have, like, my phone blown up right now. A few people I know within the wrestling business who just cannot believe how dull this draft was. Cannot believe such simple things didn't occur, which did occur on Draft Central to some extent, but that was on the network during the live USA Network broadcast. And in theory, you would want the best stuff and you would want the personalities to get over on the USA Network broadcast.
Well, keep in mind also that you would also last night want your viewers to know to go to the network to see what happened with the WWE Championship, and they didn't really do a good job of announcing that.
Oh, no.
So let's, can you blame them for this tonight? I mean,
oh, God. You know what? Let's pick up where we left off last night. So last night, I was doing this broadcast, and in the middle of it, we found out that they announced that Dean Ambrose actually retained the WWE Championship because it was a draw. I actually incorrectly put on the Sports Courier Twitter that Dean Ambrose had two successful title defenses. Actually, he technically had only one, which was tonight. Spoiler alert, we're going to get to that in a second. But yeah, last night he retained the title. It was a no contest, but they didn't tell us to tune into the network. Made no sense. And then on Twitter, they announced earlier today that Ambrose and Rollins would wrestle again 5 days before the pay-per-view for the WWE Championship. What? And then Seth Rollins is tweeting, "We'll settle this once and for all." How are you going to settle this once and for all if you? How are you going to settle this once and for all if you're wrestling on Sunday? I don't understand, Scott. I know you're feverishly typing there. I know you got a bunch of feedback coming in from a lot of the TSC viewers.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
No. It's all good. It's all good. We were going through the questions. We had a lot of them. We had a lot of them before the fact about, you know. And it's funny because we got so many ideas from so many fans that were better than what they did tonight, than what WWE did tonight. Well, that awkward moment where the fans, no offense to the fans, that's us included, that awkward moment where the fans are actually fantasy booking better than the way WWE is actually booking.
Absolutely. No, I'm sorry. I just to interrupt real quick. I was typing because they're interviewing Cesaro right now on the network, and his graphic said he debuted in 1999 and weighs 280 pounds. So I guess from that last 45 minutes when he wrestled Jericho tonight on SmackDown, he must have put on some weight.
Wait, are you seriously?
Yeah, that's what I was typing. It was all over Twitter. Yeah, Dave Meltzer tweeted it, everything. It said Cesaro, WWE debut 1999, 280 pounds. So, you know, whatever. But anyway, yeah, fantasy booking was way better than Vince McMahon booking tonight. I know Jeremy Bowers, our friend, said it best that you can tell Vince McMahon just doesn't like SmackDown,
right?
Because it's still not an A-plus show, even with, you know, the draft picks, some of the draft picks they have, which, you know, we'll get to. But
and we're gonna go through the draft picks. And oh, by the way, as we're live right now, they have the Draft Center show on the network, which you guys can follow along with us while we're broadcasting here. And they're still going with other draft picks. How many? Don't they have like 30 draft picks left? Or
30 draft picks left. They did one round so far, which was, what was it, five? So, well, it ended up being like eight people because two tag teams were drafted. So,
yeah. You know. Oh, God. So, anyway, we were going to start out the show before we realized that there's more draft picks and more WWE content tonight because that's just what we needed. We were going to start out by saying, poor Bayley. because Bayley, the top drawing woman and one of the top draws in NXT, period, was not drafted. Now, there is a chance that this poor girl, who seems like such a wonderful person, who seems like such a nice role model for young girls and boys, it may be, just maybe, she'll get a chance to debut this Sunday night, teaming up with Sasha Banks as Sasha's mystery partner. But then you mentioned to me that you think it's actually going to be Nikki Bella.
Well, if it's not Bayley, I would say. If Bayley got drafted tonight, it would have taken away the surprise. And I think it would have made sense for it to be Nikki Bella. Now, I think it has to be Bayley at this point.
It has to be, but I don't know. But then I got some disturbing DMs here. And I'm not going to give too much away of what I heard, because this is a person with some inside knowledge, and I would rather respect his or her privacy. But it was just intimated to me right before we went on the air that Bayley, if she were to go up to the main roster, she would most likely be buried in every production meeting, because she does not look like the stereotypical, for lack of a better term, WWE diva. And it says people under, and this is a lot.
Because Nia Jax does, correct?
Nia Jax has the size, and she's The Rock's cousin. And
cousin,
she's
all, yes.
Yeah, and look, she's a beautiful woman herself, just still a big
She is, but wait, no, I agree.
Yeah, and then this is a line that somebody threw out here, another person that I spoke to. And this person said that at times they heard backstage when they worked there years ago that people would openly discuss why they have too many sixes and not enough nines and tens in the women's division. So old habits, as we saw on SmackDown tonight, do tend to die hard. And then I asked another person, I said, hey, what about her merch? I mean, you know people on the inside. What about her merch? She does well. And this person said, I wonder how she does her merch right now. It's probably not enough for her to in the long run, but still, the whole thing is going to be a disaster. And they did was rearrange the chairs on the Titanic.
Okay, but now what about when Asuka debuts? Same idea. Well, no.
Well, what do you mean? Like when Asuka debuts on the main roster?
The same thing. She doesn't. I mean, she doesn't have the look either, does she?
I mean, she's
a different type of competitor.
Yes,
but.
Yes. Let's be frank here. First off, Bayley and Asuka are both beautiful women, but they but compared to the stereotypical WWE woman standards that Vince McMahon had in his eyes for years and years, and Kevin Dunn,
they're not swimsuit models. Of course.
Yes. I think Asuka has a better chance of getting called up, because she's Japanese, she's a bit of a star in Japan. They always need international stars. And, you know, she's kind of got that killer instinct, you know what I'm saying? So she could maybe overcome the whole not looking like Dana Brooke type of deal. Bayley, it's another story, but it's very depressing. So we are going to get through these picks now, and then we're going to go through the results. We'll just go through the main event real quick. Dean Ambrose retained. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, I have the draft center on. This is an interesting draft pick just because Darren Young just got picked to Raw with The Miz being on SmackDown. So that's an interesting dynamic title change hand, because it's possible every title ends up on Raw except for the WWE world title. So
yeah.
Just something to keep in mind on Fred and Kalisto now to SmackDown, but you can go ahead now. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No worries. A friend of mine just sent me a Photoshop that said Ava Marie got drafted to Pornhub, so that at least kind of made
good
me
for her
laugh. Yeah, hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But anyway, we had the draft. Let's go with the main event first. Dean Ambrose beat Seth Rollins. They were the top two picks of the draft. Seth Rollins was number one. Dean Ambrose was number two to SmackDown, the way it should have been, honestly. It makes both guys look like big stars. I mean, they are big stars, but it made them seem like a real big deal. And Dean Ambrose, shockingly, won clean, which, whether he's a transitional champion or not, as a Dean Ambrose fan, it's nice to see the guy at least get one successful title defense before he, God forbid, loses to Roman Reigns on Sunday.
Well, and then think about this. As of right now as well, he's probably the third highest-ranked guy on SmackDown behind not to give it away, but I will, behind Cena and currently AJ Styles. He's still got to be number three, unfortunately.
And hang on. Wasn't Orton drafted to SmackDown?
Orton was drafted as well, yeah. Oof. So, yeah, all right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for Dean Ambrose on SmackDown. So let's get to the picks, and then we'll get to the rest of the results. But, yeah, it was crazy. Dean Ambrose won clean. I'm happy for him, but they stalled quite a bit. He had a big celebration. He was celebrating with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. They ran down the battleground card, and they cut back to Dean Ambrose celebrating, but it just kind of dragged. I was hoping they'd have a big angle. You know what would have been cool? If Dean Ambrose was celebrating, and maybe like Samoa Joe attacked him.
I was expecting Roman Reigns to show up.
Yeah,
so
Roman Reigns.
I think the suspension would have been over.
Yeah, you know, Roman Reigns to show up. Samoa Joe, Nakamura to come out. And oh, spoiler alert, neither man, including as we're doing this broadcast with the draft still going on, have been drafted yet.
But yet, the Ascension just was, Sin Cara was,
Darren Young.
Jack Swagger is.
How does this make NXT look? Holy crap. Okay, let's get to
Look, you need some talent still down in NXT. You can't just kill
I know
them.
That, but at least have a rule that says any talent that's challenging for the titles or currently holds the titles can't be drafted. Is that hard
to say?
It's
going to be a very odd NXT show for the next couple weeks since they pre-taped already and some of these guys. It's going to be very weird.
Oh, God. All right. Here's the first picks. All right. For Raw, we had Seth Rollins. We had Charlotte, okay, who was picked over Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar and all these people. Ridiculous, but okay. We had Finn Balor as number 5 overall to Raw, which is awesome. And he had a nice interview on the network, but not on the television broadcast.
Well, all the NXT guys are on the network, if you notice. And then the whole NXT crew is sitting there backstage as well. So it's kind of weird.
Well, some were backstage and some were back behind the ring. Yeah, at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
SmackDown Live, of course, drafted Ambrose. Their second pick was AJ Styles, which is a great pick. Makes AJ look like a big deal. True. But he was split up from the club, which...
For now.
No, and then round 2, we had Roman Reigns to Raw. We had John Cena to SmackDown. But this was a weird introduction because John Cena was picked, and it almost felt like they kind of downplayed it. Like, well, this is the biggest star of the last 15 years, and they downplayed them getting John Cena.
Well, what was dumb is, in between, as they called it, the first and second round, Cena came out for a match with Gallows and then was picked. So they really didn't do that very well. You know, if anything, Shane and Brian should have announced him and then him come down for his match.
Yeah.
I think that would have given it a little bit more hype. But every single draft pick tonight, Fred, was just
It was
blah.
Just their ghetto titantron. It was a graphic.
Yeah, it was the titantron video, and that's it.
Yeah, their graphic. Their music played for like 30 seconds, showed a couple highlights. That's it.
Well, I think the difference with this draft, and I know we were talking about it, is with the backstage, nothing backstage, but there was no surprises. You know, the biggest surprise right now is the club being separated.
Well, Finn Balor, I think, was a legit surprise.
No tag teams are being separated. Yeah, but I mean, no tag teams are being separated. You know, back when this first started, you know, you had, you know, Bubba Ray and Devon going separate. You had the APA. So there was a lot more intrigue to it, where this is, you know, tag teams are staying together unless, which hasn't happened yet either.
Yeah.
So we
had Roman Reigns to Raw, Brock Lesnar to Raw, The New Day to Raw, John Cena and Randy Orton on SmackDown, which is quite interesting.
A lot of faces on SmackDown.
Yeah. Round number 3, we had Sami Zayn, Sasha Banks, and Jericho to Raw. We had Bray Wyatt and Becky Lynch to SmackDown Live. And yes, for every 2 picks SmackDown has, Raw gets 3, which again is still preposterous. Round number 4, we had U.S. Champion Rusev with Lana, which is good for them because they're getting married and...
That would kind of be odd.
I'm glad management didn't deliberately try to screw him over. We had Kevin Owens to Raw, and we had Enzo and Cass to Raw. Good that Enzo and Cass are staying intact. SmackDown, Miz with Maurice, and Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin actually was ahead of the Miz. He was the second heel taken. Oh, no, third heel taken. You're right. I'm sorry.
Round 5, Gallows and Anderson to Raw, separated from AJ. Although they are going to be teaming up one last time for now. At Battleground.
There will be trades.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of this. Not a fan of separating them. Although, they're going to be on the same brand as Finn Balor. And I guess it makes sense to put them together. And AJ doesn't necessarily need the club. But still, man. Those guys have such great chemistry together. But if you look at who would need a stable more, you know, who would need a stable more to kind of stay relevant and be afloat, I'd probably say Finn Balor. And for all the talk of AJ not being great on the mic, he may not be that great as a babyface, but he is one hell of a heel promo lately. He really is. So props to AJ Styles for that. And, of course, we know he's great in the ring. And while Finn Balor is great in the ring, with all due respect to Finn Balor, he ain't AJ Styles. Then again, not a lot of people are.
No.
Big Show, and Nia Jax to Raw.
Big Show's already turned heel 4 times, by the way, since that happened.
Yes. We had SmackDown Live, got American Alpha from NXT.
Which was really cool.
Yeah, and the crowd popped big. They seemed to know who they were. They're in Worcester, Mass, right?
Yes, where Mick Foley won the WWF title for the very first time.
Yes.
18 years ago. Doesn't that make you feel old?
That makes me feel old as hell, dude.
That makes me feel super old. Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, great moment, though. Wonderful moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the iconic moments in WWE history. We had Dolph Ziggler to SmackDown Live, another retread. I love Dolph, but he's
I thought he cut a great promo on the Draft Center. He really did.
Yeah, that we didn't get to see.
I saw it, so I know.
Yeah.
Although apparently so did Cesaro, so like the Usos are on now. Kevin Owens teased a little feud with Enzo, believe it or not. That was kind of weird. Yeah. So, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we had, okay, round 6. Neville, Cesaro, and Sheamus to Raw. And SmackDown had Natalya and Alberto Del Rio. Those were the last picks.
Last televised picks,
last
yes.
televised picks, I should say. Thank you. Yes. And then round 7, which is currently going on right now. Golden Truth to Raw, Titus O'Neil to Raw, Paige to Raw. Wait, is she separated from Del Rio? They did this girl dirty.
No,
they drafted Paige to Raw. They drafted Del Rio to SmackDown.
There's going to be some trades, but yeah.
I don't know about that one. Jeez.
Eva Marie,
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's...
Really? Oh, God. This guy's already disgruntled. Alberto Del Rio did a media interview. I don't remember which outlet. I'll have to look it up when we have some more downtime. And they asked him to, like, talk about NXT, and he talked about how some guys might not be ready and some other stuff. And then they did, like, word association, and they mentioned Seth Rollins, and he said no comment.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that. I totally missed that.
I'll find it in a second.
Okay.
And then SmackDown Live just drafted Demon Kane and the Usos.
And Naomi.
Oh, did they just draft Naomi?
They drafted Naomi, yeah. Okay. Raw drafted Sin Cara. SmackDown drafted Kalisto. We already knew they were broke up. Darren Young goes to Raw.
Oh, Jack Swagger goes to Raw as a Darren. Oh, yeah, I had to refresh.
Keep in mind, Triple H and Undertaker haven't been drafted yet. So it would have actually been cool if SmackDown would have drafted Triple H. That would have been kind of cool.
Would have been,
even though he's not wrestling.
You know what? It would have been cool because it would have played into the Stephanie Shane dynamic, and it would have actually been kind of entertaining.
It would have worked, yeah. But now, you know, you draft Brock. You know, with Brock Lesnar getting drafted where he is, does that mean he's going to be kind of more full time or
no?
What? Because it's kind of stupid.
Not really. It's Brock Lesnar. He's too big of a star to ignore. You kind of have
so
to do it.
Undertaker.
Yeah. Oh, and there's.
Yeah, I know a different type of star. Yeah. I understand, but
yeah.
Yeah, the Ascension to SmackDown, Swagger to Raw. Oh,
primetime players are hugging each other now on.
Oh yeah, there they are
on that Draft Central show. Yeah. So okay, Dan Foster asks on Twitter @RealDanFoster, explain to me why do you keep KO and Sami Zayn on the same show? How about split them up and elevate both guys? I was disappointed that they didn't split up. I think that feud's run its course.
Well, could they, become a tag team maybe?
I guess, but do that down the road, you know? Like
they are after Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, he also says absolute BS. Bailey deserves to be on the main roster. I think we all echo that sentiment here.
She will. I think she will. Again, you can't – if she's the mystery partner to Sasha, you can't – sorry there. You can't draft her because it takes away from the surprise.
But if she's not drafted and it's Nikki Bella,
well, then
we have a problem. And I got nothing against Nikki Bella. She's a big star.
It could be Naomi now as well. Keep that in mind.
Oh,
so
God,
it's kind of weird.
It's kind of sad. Forget weird. It's disappointing. This poor girl. This girl deserves to make some money. She's drawn money for NXT. Okay, yeah. She's selling merchandise. Why can't she make some real money in the main roster? I mean, she's going to probably be used horribly. But you know what? If she could at least draw a paycheck, a bigger paycheck, I'd be happy for her. She deserves it.
Just think Izzy's going to get drafted before Bayley.
Oh,
so.
God, yeah.
Probably with Bayley, actually. Oh, maybe that's why they're not drafting Bayley.
Hey, hang on. So who do we have from NXT so far? Because they had 6 picks, right?
It's American Alpha, Nia Jax, and Finn Balor, which is 4. So there's 2 left.
No. I think technically it's 3. Well, if we're going by
it's 6. It's at 6 draft picks.
So if we're going by their rule, That means that American Alpha is only one, so we still have three more left.
Which, at this point, it cannot be Nakamura, it cannot be Joe, and it cannot be Bayley. If you're going to put them on the network later, I mean, come on.
I mean, you put them ahead of Darren. I mean, you put them after Darren Young and Titus O'Neil. Jesus.
You could kind of get away with that with Joe.
No,
but you can't get away with that with like a Nakamura.
No, you come can't on. Get with any of these.
No, I'm not
if
saying
this
you can.
Were, if this
play,
were
but,
real life and like Peyton Manning, who if he could still play, and Tom Brady were available.
Yeah, so you know that's common.
Oh, God. Jeez. What a mess this is. What a mess.
I don't think, you know, I'm watching this and just, yeah, I mean.
It's a mess.
Look at the feuds right now on SmackDown. There's not many
that
you can
get. All right, here's another thing that pissed me off. All right? We had no new set.
No.
No new graphics. No new ring. Not even a new theme song. No new announcers, although we did have the mix of the Raw and SmackDown announce teams, which made for some awkward banter, especially with Moro power-talking over Cole. Hell, even Byron Saxton overpowered Cole. And then you hear Cole occasionally chiming in, and I'm just like, man... Michael Cole can't even get a word in.
Here's the thing about the Dullies are drafted. Here's the thing about SmackDown, though, and I told you this off air. This is the first week it's live on Tuesday, but this is not the first week of the new SmackDown.
True, but this is the first time that people are tuning in, that people in large numbers are at least semi-interested in SmackDown in God knows how long.
Yeah, I agree. Here's my three questions about this whole draft. Forget the set. Forget all that.
Yeah.
Zack Ryder's going to SmackDown, so that means the U.S. and IC titles possibly could change brands.
Yeah.
Okay, when does the Cruiserweight division start on Raw? Because it's a Raw exclusive, so I guess it would be after the Cruiserweight Classic in September. You would assume.
Otherwise, I would assume. If they overlap the return of the Cruiserweight division with the Cruiserweight Classic, after all the hard work Triple H put in, that's just what a waste. Because that was a great presentation, the first broadcast. And Summer Rae just got drafted to Raw.
I was going to say, I hope. Oh, boy. All right, my second question now is, you know, we heard rumors that the women and the tag divisions were going to be one show. Obviously, that's not happening.
Yeah, because the winner split.
Apollo Crews got drafted after Summer Rae.
Oh, God. Yeah, Apollo Crews to SmackDown. He got drafted after Darren Young, after Titus O'Neil, after the big show.
Darren Young great again. Come on.
After Sheamus. Okay, it looks like Mark Henry is going to Raw. We might as well just talk about these as they're coming on the screen and...
Yeah, it's kind of coming quick enough that I guess that's, yeah.
Yeah, and then we can take some questions from you guys.
But that's my question, you know, are they going to have, if they have two women's divisions and two tag, I mean, they have some deep tag division, I guess.
Semi, deep by 2016 standards, which is not much. Okay, Mark Henry to Raw.
The four vaudevillains haven't been drafted yet unless I'm lagging and you're going to tell me.
Oh, wow, Alexa Bliss is drafted to SmackDown.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alexa Bliss to SmackDown, which is cool. But again, no Bayley.
Not even no Carmella.
So the short blonde girl with the muscular booty is drafted to SmackDown. No offense, and I like Alexa Bliss, and I think she should be on the
roster.
I think
you just said why she got drafted there.
Yeah, I know. Over Bayley. Who is a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Who has a nice physique. Who is very warm and fuzzy, and connects with the crowd. The person that connects with the crowd is not drafted.
I think Alexa Bliss is going to become like the new Summer Rae on Raw. I guess she went to Raw, right? Yeah.
I think.
So that.
No. She went to SmackDown.
No, she went to Raw.
Did she?
Raw had that last pick.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Either way.
Whatever. She's on the main roster. She's on the main. She's on the main roster. Jesus Christmas.
I mean, let's wait until Sunday, I guess. Before
was that the
we
hang on?
Budget.
Was that? Sorry, was that the last pick?
No, not total. No. They had 30 total picks. They're probably they probably still have about 10 more to go.
Yeah.
But like I was saying though, what are they going to do? You know, the women's division is going to have two titles. That's not very good either.
Not very good. Yeah.
Divisions just on Raw and SmackDown. They're not that strong.
Yeah. And by the way, Alexa Bliss is on SmackDown. We got a little confused.
She is. Okay. Yes.
Thanks for just coming in like at a rapid pace. So.
Yes. So yeah. She's on SmackDown. Summer Rae is on Raw, I believe. So.
Apollo Crews will be nice on SmackDown, but how the hell does this guy get drafted? So I mean, he got drafted after the Dudleys.
It just it's a very interesting
who's
dynamic.
Who's running this draft? The Cleveland Browns? Who's running this draft?
It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Oh, excuse me. How they're doing it? I really
who's,
don't
who's
understand
drafting
it.
Drafting here.
And then you now here's the next question. As they're talking to Kalisto, is he going to be in the cruiserweight division? Because if not, that's kind of stupid as well.
He also got his ass kicked by Baron Corbin, as did Sin Cara on Raw.
But you know, I mean, you can't have Kalisto, you know, fighting Randy Orton, and yet have, you know, some of these cruiserweight guys like, you know, Cedric Alexander and those guys, you know, you presume is going to be signed for this thing. Yet it just doesn't. You know, you're supposed to make SmackDown innovative and new, and yet the new show is going to be on Raw. And SmackDown has nothing new, nothing different.
I mean, they have two likable authority figures. That's I mean, that, you know, that kind of goes a long way as opposed to
Stephanie.
That
and a bag of M&Ms, I guess, right?
So. Yeah. Oh, God. All right, let's go to some questions here because I'm depressed. This sucks.
Weird.
This sucks. All right. Dan Foster said, no, Bailey, this is BS. Yep. Okay, Pop San says, yo, Fred, what up? What's up, dude? What's going on? Okay, why do you think WWE didn't draft Bayley? Well, we spoke about it earlier in the show. She just doesn't fit their mold. Now, again, she could appear on Battleground, but at this point, if she doesn't appear, if she doesn't appear, I'm going to be like Nate Diaz and be like, I'm not surprised, mother effa. I'm just... Ugh.
Well, it's like they can't even use the excuse that she's there to teach the young, you know, the young women of developmental, because you have Asuka, you have
and you have great teachers Sarita, you know, Sarah Stock. Right. So, you know, and she could, and Sarah Stock could still wrestle if they wanted her to. Okay, Manuel Cordone says F Trump. Yep. All right, Fred. Is there? Hey. There's rumors that Paige is Sasha Banks' partner. That'd be dumb.
Cage?
Yeah. Fred, don't worry. It wasn't as bad as Dana White's RNC speech. Actually, I heard that speech was pretty tame by Dana White's standards. So I think Dana White's speech might have actually been, well, it worse in the sense that it wasn't as entertaining as SmackDown, but good in a sense that he didn't make an ass of himself like he usually does. So.
And the night's young.
That's true. You know, we never know. You could go out drunk and, you know, hammer some whiskeys with the Chachi. Let's see. Can you shout out my name? It's John. Hey, what's up, John? How?
Hey, John.
Justin Reside. You still got Nakamura on the NXT board. Just take him already. This is an embarrassment. This really
There's
is
only one or two. It's not going to be Nakamura.
It's such an embarrassment, though.
You know, well, there's rumors, and I don't know if you heard this, and you might disconnect from me, that it's going to be like Mojo Rawley.
I saw that fake list that was floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. I guess there's one or two more to go.
But still, if this were real, wouldn't you?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Braun Strowman?
To where?
I don't know. They're showing the video package. I have
it silent.
I'm
missing it. So he went to Raw.
Yeah.
He had to have gone to Raw.
Yes, he's on Raw.
So they're breaking up the Wyatt family again because that did so good for them last time. Yeah, you're like a couple seconds ahead of me, which kind of stinks. I don't know why my Roku does this to me, but it does. Well, I guess they could still have the Wyatt family minus Braun Strowman, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, well, let that sink in. Braun Strowman gets drafted after Summer, right? And Alexa Bliss.
And actually, Breezango to SmackDown.
Oh, I forgot about them. Oh, so did everyone else.
Oh, God. And all this time, they were teasing about how all these tag teams could split up. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Well, although nobody's taken anybody, yeah.
Well, they're a pretty good team. So,
they're a pretty good team, but yeah, right.
If this were real life, how could you, without any rules in place about champions and challengers and whatever, how in God's name can you justify not drafting Samoa Joe, Nakamura, Asuka, Bailey, hell, even the Revival, who are great. Oh, my God. Bo Dallas, the Raw.
Now, see, they're a team, so does that mean...
No, they just drafted Bo Dallas, not Social Outcast.
Wait. No, I know, I see that, yeah.
So hang on. They singled out Bo Dallas out of all these Social Outcasts.
Well, there's only three of them.
But Bo Dallas?
Should have put him on. Well, they can have the second. They could have what would it be? Wyatt Family Jobbers on Raw. How about Bo Dallas? Braun
Oh my Strowman, God!
You know,
Ava Marie.
The porn hope. No. Oh my gosh, she actually really gets drafted.
Ava Marie on SmackDown.
She hasn't even been on TV since WrestleMania, has she? Any TV? Even NXT.
The girl.
She hasn't
the
been on house shows. Go ahead, say it.
I don't know what do you want me to say.
I guess she has a couple good assets.
The ridiculously hot chick that can't wrestle is drafted ahead of Bayley, who's actually drawing money.
Oh my God! Look at this.
Oh my God! The shining stars are drafted to Raw. I didn't even know they were still employed.
But
can he be drafted? Can he just be like drafted to like Carlos Colon's promotion and just stay there? Please.
Can't they just like have Kurt Angle be drafted to SmackDown now just randomly?
Oh my God, the Vaude villains. Oh, this is
drafted.
The Vaude villains, including Simon Gotch, who, according to PWI Insider, apparently got into a fight with Sin Cara at catering today.
Yeah, but Sin Cara got drafted way ahead of him.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Simon Gotch and whatever else his name is, Cesaro Jr.
Aiden English.
Aiden English, okay. Mr. Saul Guerrero. They got drafted to SmackDown.
Now they're interviewing Shane and Daniel Bryan. Was that the end of it? No, they still got about 15 minutes.
Do they? I don't have the audio on, so I'm not like.
Neither do I, but I had to put it on my laptop because my Roku streaming player lags. Yeah,
oh,
keep
there
saying
we
Roku.
Go. Now I got the freaking closed caption button. I didn't get the closed caption button before on my laptop player for whatever reason. All right, maybe I just didn't see it. So I'm blind. All right, there we go.
Although I'll tell you this, I've never realized the tag team division was this deep.
Well, deep as in it has a lot of bodies doesn't mean they're all going to be.
Oh, I'm not saying
well.
They're very good. I'm just saying it's deep.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you could say the SmackDown tag team division in the mid-2000s was deep, and they had guys like the Dicks. Okay, that's not necessarily deep. That just means they had a lot of bodies.
Yeah, but at least it, in right. I mean, you got me on that one. You got me on that.
Alan Wu says Raw last night had over 1,300 comments on the Squared Circle subreddit, and SmackDown Live tonight has 2,195. People interested in SmackDown is an understatement. Well, for one night, but they got to definitely change things.
We had a tweet, by the way. I don't know if you saw that. Big Show and Kane occupy spots in the draft over guys like Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. Well, I agree, but in the defense of that is, you know, Aries and Roode are kind of there to fill in spots of these, you know, NXT call-ups more than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, you agree with that, I think?
I mean, they're meant for NXT. I mean, they were signed originally and have been meant for NXT. It's not like Aries has been there that long in NXT.
And Bobby Roode
just got there.
On TV,
yeah, Bobby Roode just got there. You know what I mean?
I think Bobby Roode could be a great heel though. If he were to get caught up, I think he could. He could be that lower top level guy. You know, in between top level and mid card guy.
Absolutely.
He's real good.
Absolutely, but you know they need some guys in NXT, and I'm fine with Bobby Roode in NXT.
Only if James Storm would have signed with them, man, they could have had beer money. Imagine that.
An unrelated tweet to the draft, Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated said that Chris Christie tonight had X-Pac heat. That's an old school reference for anybody that followed
who
the
had
X-Pac
heat?
Chris Christie, my beloved New Jersey governor who sold his soul and still didn't get picked for VP. And yeah, he's hey, look on the bright side, Chris. You get to go to Cowboys games and spend another $82,000 on taxpayer money. So that's cool. That's
cool. I'm not going to get political with you, but he'll have a spot.
He'll have a spot. You think Chris Christie's going to get drafted?
No. Yeah, he'll be drafted.
You know what? Listen, can you imagine if he got drafted? You know what? Chris Christie is a pro wrestling personality. I'd have no problem with that. But when he's like messing with like teachers and you know people like me, it's like, come on, man. But as a pro wrestling character, I would be fine with it. He got a great shoot promo on Marco Rubio earlier this year. I wanted to see him wrestle The Undertaker.
Who is Chris Christie in WWE right now? Like, or like even in the past? Who would he be?
Who would he be? I don't know. He's a good.
He'd be a Paul Bearer with a mouth.
Paul Bearer was a good. No, Paul Bearer was a great promo. I mean, Chris.
But a different type of promo.
Chris Christie would be like. Chris Christie would be
the manager for a heel Roman Reigns. That's what he could be.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, iconic fat guys in wrestling.
That's, yeah, he'd be like,
I don't know who he'd be.
Who knows?
He'd be like one of the God. He'd be like the rich brother of the Godwins or something. I don't know.
Hillbilly Jim's cousin.
Oh, yes, exactly. The stuck up New Jersey cousin.
You can just tell we're having way too much fun tonight.
Listen, RNC's been more entertaining than freaking WWE. With Dana White, and he had Chachi, yeah, and he had that guy from Duck Dynasty. I mean, it was embarrassing, but still, it was entertaining.
Well, what's going to happen next week in Philly, man? Come on, imagine that.
Oh, God. Yeah, didn't they book...
That's going to be worse.
Wait, hang on. The Republican Party booked the ECW Arena, right?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Just so you know, I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, I live, I guess, a little bit closer to you than you do to Philly. Apparently, I don't even know why I'm going to say this on the air, but apparently some Bernie Sanders supporters are going to have a fart in where they're going to go buy beans. They're going to sit there and break wind. Not making this up, Fred. Only in Philly.
Well, that's your area, man. That's all you.
I have to pass by there every day now with the windows up when I go to work next week. Yeah, so
just turn on the AC. You'll be good.
But I'm passing like 95. You know, I'm passing right by that arena. It's going to be interesting. I tell you that.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yes. The Republicans have rented out the 2300 arena next week.
Oh my God.
You know
that means the Democrats have to rent out like Madison Square Garden or at least the Hammerstein Ballroom. Keep the ECW theme going.
What has to be Hammerstein, yeah.
Actually, yeah. If it's ECW...
Well, no, they could do like Asbury Park, I guess, because ECW ran a show there once or twice. So that could work.
That could work.
Get some pay-per-view there.
You know what? I mean, it'd be kind of impossible to do this, but they just because of the logistics and everything. But I would love to see like an indie promotion take advantage of like election, like Super Tuesday, and just have a show. And also have like the vote results in the background. And instead of like Raw versus SmackDown... Do like a liberal versus conservative match and just, yeah, it'd be wacky.
How cool would it be if, like, next week in Philly when, like, Hillary Clinton's up on stage accepting her nomination, like, you know, Paul Ryan jumps up on stage with, like, a Trump rules banner or something, like, what Taz did back in the day?
Oh,
yeah.
My God, it'd be crazy.
How great would that be?
It'd be crazy, man. Or, like, I'm trying to, I had something in my head. It'd just be cool. It would be cool, but I don't think it's going to happen. Although, you never know. There's been a lot of crazy things going on in politics, which honestly is kind of sad. But
maybe Trump comes out with a chair, hits her from behind, or something.
Well, he did make an Undertaker entrance.
That was awesome.
That was.
Now they're interviewing Bo Dallas.
Oh God, Bo Dallas is saying that he is going to be the Secretary of Defense, although he hasn't picked a side yet. But he's
look at Heath Slater's eye. My God.
Oh yeah, he got stitches. Yeah, he got banged up in Bangor, Maine. Ugh.
Looks like he got punched by, oh, man.
Jesus. All right, well, on a brighter note, the Giants, the New York Giants, my Giants, are inducting Tom Coughlin and Ernie Acorsi into the Ring of Honor, so that's cool. So I'll see if I can make it to that game.
They should at least let it kind of soak in a little. You know, a little too soon, I think.
Yeah, it is, but, you know.
He deserves it, but a little too soon.
Yeah, Overwatch has a new character named Anna. These are all things that are more interesting than today's WWE draft. And Austin Harrell is doing his best Mr. Racer impression. Mr. Racer is our resident Randy Orton fan. And Austin commented and said, Randy Orton is the greatest of all time.
That is Manpreet just under his second identity.
Okay, John Picture says, Rich, can you answer my Ronda question? Well, my name is Fred, not Rich. But I don't even know what your Ronda question is, bro. So get my name right and ask the question again, and I will answer it.
Should we discuss Brock Lesnar UFC at all, or should we just let that go for now?
Well, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, the match between Randy Orton and Brock is still on. And it turns out Brock did fail his in-competition test as well. And I think it was actually for the same thing that was found in John Jones' system.
Yeah, the estrogen blocker. Blockers, yep.
Which you wouldn't take an estrogen blocker as a man unless you were trying to cycle off of steroids and block the estrogen buildup. And it looks like Alicia Fox. We haven't seen her in months.
Tamina's still available.
Yeah.
That's Team Bella going to Raw right there.
Yeah, Tamina's still available. Yeah, but Tamina's dad is also...
Eric Rowan to SmackDown.
Oh,
so
God.
He's still with Bray Wyatt, which means Luke Harper could... So they could do that.
Oh, God.
Just think now, you could have some epic Braun Strowman Big Show matches on Raw.
Oh,
sorry, but you could.
Yeah, so I forgot what I was saying now, but
we were talking about Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Brock Lesnar, yeah, but I said some, whatever, yeah, we'll get back to that. But Brock Lesnar, he failed his other test. If people say, well, we passed 8 of 9 tests, that doesn't mean anything. Dana Brooke to Raw. She's still with Charlotte. So.
Sorry, just as he's come in, it's, yeah. No, but no, Brock Lesnar, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be suspended probably for 2 years, as is John Jones. I really have no sympathy for either guy. Both guys make a ton of money. In the case of Brock Lesnar, he already got a ton of money. I don't know if he's been actually paid yet by the UFC, but he's got fines on fines on fines because he's got that USADA fine from his $2.5 million purse. And he's got the athletic commission fine because Nevada regulates as well.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
There it is. Told you, Fred.
All right. Let's
talk about this and then we'll, yeah.
Mojo Rawley got drafted to SmackDown. The most annoying man alive just got drafted to SmackDown.
But at least the Hype Bros can be a tag team if they choose to be, I guess.
His Snapchat username is Mojo Rawley 69. He is a grown man making 69 jokes on a regular basis on Twitter.
Well, he has friends with like Rob Gronkowski. So
draft Rob Gronkowski.
Curtis Axel and Raw, by the way. So I guess the social outcasts are split up.
Wow, that's gonna do them some good.
Former IC champion.
God. All right. Well, if you guys don't know my take on Brock. Oh, Carmella.
Carmella got drafted. Wow.
Wait, is she on SmackDown?
She's on SmackDown.
But Enzo and Cass are on.
On Raw.
That's so dumb.
And she's. Wow.
And she's dating Big Cass.
Again, trades can happen, but wow. Well, maybe they want to keep them separate for a reason, though, just because you don't want to put her with them, but.
Why? Wow. She's a great part of the act.
Wow. So there's your 6 NXT call-ups.
Wait, hang on. So wait.
Three women, three men.
Oh, wait, I just realized that. So hang on. Take away Bauer and American Alpha because those are great picks.
You had Mojo Rawley. You had the B-Squad from NXT with no disrespect. But you have Mojo Rawley, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Nia Jax. I can't say any one of those four is ready. But then again, Dana Brooke is here and you know, whatever. So, I mean, you need bodies, and I guess that's what you got. You have bodies. Because you had to, I mean, with the women, I understand you had to fill up a women's division on both shows. Mojo Rawley, I guess, you know, you need some enhancement. You know, Sin Cara can't lose every match. So, yeah, wow.
I don't know what to say.
You are speechless.
I was so excited. I was so excited.
There's still a lot of talent there that wasn't even drafted, and that had to be the end because we're coming up on the 11 o'clock hour here in the East. I always want to say that. It sounds like I'm on like a big show.
You are on a big show.
I meant like CNN or something like that. I apologize. This is a big show. No, it is.
Listen, Don Lemon got nothing on me, all right? Although he's got a better cover, but yeah.
All right.
Okay. Let me go back to answering this Brock Lesnar question before I break my computer. So Brock's probably going to get 2 years. I don't feel bad for him at all.
Excuse me.
The reason that you would be taking estrogen blockers is to block the estrogen buildup when you take steroids.
For the cycle, yep.
Yes, because if you don't take these estrogen blockers or cycle properly, you could get what they call bitch tits, a.k.a. man boobs, a.k.a. gyno, which means that your breasts as a man, your pectorals, grow an abnormal size. That look like women's breasts, and that's a bad situation if you're a dude.
I hate to say this, but you'll have nipples like Cesaro. I know that was wrong, but it's true.
Hey.
Moving on, I'm just saying.
I think Cesaro's are natural, though.
No, they are. And you know, I wish I had a body like his, yeah. You know, because I'm a little flabby there. But I did go to the doctor, and I've lost, like, you know, about 10 pounds in 6 months.
Good
so
for you.
Yay to me. It was officially 7, but I had my keys, my phone, my wallet, and I was at my cousin's wedding this weekend, where all we did all weekend for 3 straight days is eat. So it's 10 pounds, even though it's officially 7.
Yeah,
it's 10.
Yeah. So
I'm getting into my fighting weight, you know.
So I know they're paying Brock Lesnar a truck ton of money, but I really would pull him from SummerSlam, just to send a message. You could always bring him back for the next pay per view. I know it's a big one. I know it's New York, but it's just the principle. At least suspend him. Not that it would mean anything, but at least it'd be something rather than ignoring. And I know the news just broke tonight, and there was a report, I think it was allnewswrestling.com. I apologize if I got that URL wrong. We follow each other on Twitter. Actually, I'll get their Twitter handle so I can shout them out. But they reported that Lesnar was actually pulled from the draft. I didn't even think he was supposed to appear, honestly. Yeah, All Wrestling News on Twitter claims that Brock was supposed to appear and pulled. I'm not entirely sure about that, but it's possible. It is possible. It's a big show. Maybe they wanted Brock Lesnar on there, and I would pull him. Now, if you don't want to pull him and you just want to make the most out of him, you do the match of Randy Orton, which seems likely, and I guess you have Brock beat Randy. I wouldn't have Randy beat Brock, even though you kind of want to punish him for embarrassing
your
company.
That's when you have Randy punt Brock in the head.
Yeah, but it's tough to do that move safe, especially with Brock, who's kind of like a rhinoceros in there. I would pick a guy you want to make. For the love of God, it better not be Roman Reigns.
It should be Kevin Owens. He's on Raw. Lesnar's on Raw.
Well, whatever. Forget Brands, okay? As far as Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, no. Samoa Joe, take your pick. Pick one of those guys. Pick Nakamura. Pick one of those guys. Build them up. Have them beat Brock on his way out, or on his way to his next contract negotiations, and that's that.
Yeah, but here's the issue: you can suspend Brock Lesnar for 60 days if you're WWE just to do it. He's not going to be on TV anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But if you take him off SummerSlam, which was one of his guaranteed dates, and he loses a date, or if you actually take dates from his contract, I don't know what the provisions are of his contract. Well, honestly, in his contract as a part-timer, he might not even have to be drug tested.
Well, here's the thing, though, and this was mentioned, I believe it was Dave Meltzer, that, you know, the commission doesn't consider WWE wrestling, you know, wrestling, it's sports entertainment, which means, you know, a commission doesn't even have to suspend Brock, you know? So WWE technically doesn't have to do anything.
I know.
And, you know, I mean, honestly, why would they? He draws money. I mean, you're tuning in to SummerSlam to see him.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with what you're saying.
I know fans don't care,
but it doesn't look good to suspend Roman Reigns for 30 days for testing for something when, you know, maybe it was legit, maybe it wasn't, whatever, but yet you have Brock Lesnar failing 2 drug tests.
You know what looks bad?
You don't suspend
him. What looks bad?
That's a problem.
What looks bad is your top 2 stars that you've pushed the most the last 2 years both get popped within 3 weeks of each other. It looks really bad.
One gets popped twice.
And it looks really bad when USADA catches Brock Lesnar in 3 weeks and you couldn't catch him in 4 years. Now, I know the testing with USADA is a lot more stringent, and UFC is part of a real sport, not like wrestling. Wrestling, it's predetermined. You're not trying to actually hurt your opponent, whereas with the UFC, with MMA, it's very physical, and you're trying to inflict brain damage. So it's obviously a different level of egregious behavior. Still, back-to-back, like Drake, back-to-back, back-to-back failures. And you're going to have Roman Reigns in this main event possibly win the title, and you're going to have Brock Lesnar on the second biggest pay-per-view of the year go in there and beat Randy Orton. What kind? And look, maybe WWE's bought out enough media, okay, or credentialed enough media where they're not going to say anything bad and not going to speak up or whatnot and not going to question anything. But seriously, okay, what kind of message does that send to the locker room? Well, hey, it's okay to juice. It's okay to juice. Just don't get caught. It's okay to juice. Just don't get caught. Oh, you're allowed to fail if we like you. If you have long hair. If you got big muscles. If we think you could draw. And at least Brock Lesnar's a big star. But Roman Reigns hasn't really... Honestly, on the top level, besides having good matches with great workers, has he really proven anything? Nothing against the guy. I mean, whatever. Okay, he embarrassed the company. And I know, I'm sure he's embarrassed. But has he really suffered? He's lost the... $100,000, maybe a couple $100,000, but this guy's making probably at least a couple million this year. I mean, really? Has he really gotten punished? If he goes back to at Battleground and wins the title, I mean, come on. Is he really losing anything? It's Brock Lesnar. Well, Brock Lesnar's losing a lot from USADA. Okay. I'll say this. Considering Brock's probably going to get punished up the ass by USADA and Nevada, I could see WWE saying, you know what? He's already suffered enough. He's already going to be losing maybe at least $1 million, which I don't care how rich you are. $1 million is $1 million. You know what? We'll just let this process take care of itself, and we'll continue to book him. If that's the case, if that's their logic, okay. But I would like to see some type of statement, at least from WWE, that kind of specifies that, as opposed to just saying, you know, he hasn't appeared since, you know, this date, and he'll return at this date, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Just a little more clarity, a little more transparency with the media. But maybe just me. Go ahead.
No, I agree. Brock is Brock. He doesn't give a rat's ass. That's the problem.
Well, he's going to give a rat's ass because his career's tainted and because he's going to lose at least $1 million.
Do you think he cares about his career being tainted? He has plenty of money.
Yes.
$1 million is a lot of money to lose. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure.
Bro, he didn't get paid yet. I don't think he got paid yet.
All right, I'll give you that.
Which means he still got fines from Nevada and USADA. Now, I don't know how the legalities work in regards to having to actually... pay the USADA fine because he's retired, but the state of Nevada, which, by the way, the Nevada Athletic Commission's run by the state of Nevada, may get him to pay that money, or may just take that money from his check.
Yeah.
And you know, again, I don't care how much money you're making, $1 million is $1 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So, yeah. Man.
There's a couple tweets I'm reading, and one of them kind of sums it up. Imagine Daniel Bryan seeing talent in Eva Marie.
Well, as his good friend Brian Kendrick saw some talent and worked with her, and she looked okay. She looked passable for a little while, and then she just kind of went back to regressing. And
now it appears Heath Slater was like the only one not to be drafted tonight.
He wasn't drafted?
No, WWE Universe, at WWE Universe, has a thing about that where he's sitting there by himself and the lights go out on him. So, you know, is it possible that we get, you know, broken Heath Slater debuting now and he has, like, long, frizzy hair? And
well, we've already gotten broken Bray Wyatt, who's got a broken streak in his dread.
Yes. You know,
ripping off Matt Hardy. That's not
cool. Little new look tonight, yeah. So
yeah, not Heath feeling
wasn't,
that.
There's got to be more than just Heath that wasn't drafted. You know, people – look, it's all over Twitter about, you know, no Nakamura, no Bailey, no Joe. Here's the thing. I would have rather not have been drafted currently than be drafted on, you know, the 39th round behind Luke Harper, you know, or Eric Rowan. Those three are big enough talents where they don't need to be brought up to the main roster via draft in the 7th, 8th, 9th round on the network.
Right, but at least give a reason. Separately. At least give a storyline reason for why they're stupid then. And when I mean stupid, I mean the GM.
Give
a storyline reason. If you want to say Daniel Bryan.
You can't have Joe and Nakamura debut together when they're main eventing NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
But explain that. Explain
but
that.
You don't need
or
to. There's enough talent. You still need talent down there.
Explain that to the viewer. Explain
give it
that.
Until August, they'll be called up.
Explain that to the viewer, though.
Well, maybe we just did.
Not us. I'm talking about them.
Yeah, I'm saying maybe I just did. Maybe that's how they'll do
yes,
it.
Yes, but we're not on USA Network explaining this to 3 million people.
But they don't need it. But see, that's the whole point. WWE isn't looking at NXT like, well, how come Samoa Joe and Nakamura and Bayley weren't there?
Okay, so
they're not going to mention that. They're going to bring these guys up special.
So you essentially tell the people, the hardest of the hardcore fans who are keeping you afloat, you're essentially saying, hey, kiss our ass. We're not going to explain to you why we didn't draft your boys from NXT.
You know what? There's always going to be somebody who's pissed off at something. I'm just trying to look at it as a different way. I agree with you that they should have been drafted. Again, though, then you kill NXT as a brand because you have nobody left.
Okay.
But nobody really left.
All right. With all due respect to NXT, what's more valuable to WWE right now? Raw and SmackDown, which makes up for a majority of its revenue right now, or NXT, which is which has brought, had some great shows and great talent, but it essentially is a vanity promotion for Triple H compared to Raw and SmackDown, which WWE actually gets real millions upon millions of dollars for. Wouldn't it be important to have your best talent on your best properties, on your most important properties?
Absolutely, but they could become just another guy.
And who's to say all these other dudes aren't?
I know people don't want to hear this, but they need to wait. I mean, I'm not talking about Carmella and them. And look, Mojo Rawley, we know he's not going to become
anything. Nakamura,
look, no disrespect
has
the guy.
Nakamura sold out the Tokyo Dome.
No, he's wrestling
in front of 300 people.
I agree. That's not a good way to use him. But bring him up when the time is right.
This is the time.
But it's not the time.
You need people. You need new guys. SmackDown has Randy Orton, John Cena, all these dudes that have been around forever.
Okay, I agree, but I still say let this play out for a month, see where we go after SummerSlam. If they're not there, if come September 1st,
I'm fine with them debuting within a month after SummerSlam.
For the first couple of weeks is all this talent that was just drafted or lack of talent.
All right,
that was
I'm just saying.
After,
I'm,
find
what,
a
all
spot.
I'm saying is they should explain this. All I'm saying is they should explain this.
No, but
is it that hard?
But then you complain. You know, I hear you talk a lot of times about, way to debut AJ Styles with just having him come on the show.
Oh, I agree.
With no video.
But you could still
do this the right way with these guys.
All right.
Maybe he's going to do it the right way.
Okay. Well, how about this? Here's the right way. Explain that Samoa Joe and a few of the other top NXT talents are technically free agents. Or in a say that they're in an exclusive negotiating period, okay? And that while they're still on NXT, they're still in an exclusive negotiating period. And say that they can't be drafted at this time, but by SummerSlam or then Raw after SummerSlam, these respective we will find out when these respective talents are going to be ending up on the main roster, or they'll stay in NXT. Make like free agency. Have like a deadline. Have like some speculation. Nakamura, where can he end up? Samoa Joe, where will he end up? Bayley, Asuka, where will he end up? If you want to make it kind of like sporty, like they did tonight, like that would make sense. But they didn't do that. So if you're a dude watching the network and watching Raw and watching SmackDown, you're thinking, and even if you just are a casual fan that clicked on the article of WWE.com that talked about the top NXT prospects, which included Nakamura and Joe, you're probably wondering, why didn't they draft him? Because even if you know very little about Samoa Joe or Nakamura, okay, you at least assume that they are higher on the totem pole than Darren Young, then Titus O'Neil, and then Heath Slater. That's all I'm saying.
They could go with this a couple of different ways. And look, I agree with you, but then do you really put Joe, Nakamura, Bayley, and Balor on TV before you put, well, I guess on non-TV it wasn't that big, but okay, fine. What if – is it possible that they're setting up for like an NXT invasion angle where these guys are bitter that they're not drafted, and then, you possibly have a Finn Balor or something like that.
You could.
These NXT talents kind of join up together almost like as an invasion. You see Joe, you see Nakamura, you even see Bayley come out almost like – I know you can't turn Bayley heel.
You could.
But maybe as a pissed off commodity with Nakamura and Joe saying, you didn't draft us. We're just going to draft, draft ourselves. We're going to come up here and do what we want. And then maybe you get Balor to come kind of join with them and American Alpha to join with them. Or, I mean, that's a big group, but still. You know, maybe you have that type of NXT invasion angle. Maybe they're doing that. You know, we don't know. I still say, though, I agree they should have been drafted tonight. I totally agree with that. But let's see where it goes. It has to play out still. That's all I'm saying.
If we agreed
on everything all the time, it would be boring. So somebody has to be the opposite, and it's always me because I'm just a miserable person sometimes where you're more happy than me. So, you know, we're cool with that, but you have to play it out. It's just that simple. It has to play out. I think what they should have done personally with Roman Reigns is they shouldn't have drafted him. Let him be the free agent. Unfortunately, let him be the free agent like they did before back in, what was it, 01, 02. Let him win the title and let Shane and Stephanie fight for him. That's what they should have done with him because he's suspended. He should be a free agent. Lesnar, kind of the same thing, but again, then it gets overplayed.
It's not that hard to explain. It's not that hard to just explain.
When has WWE ever explained anything? Never, ever, ever.
It's not that hard for them to explain. Okay, and the invasion, they could do an invasion angle. You're right, they could. But here's what's the problem with this invasion with this invasion angle you pitch, Scott. One, they have never done an invasion angle correctly. It's impossible for them.
It's impossible for them.
They could hire Gato and Jado from New Japan. They could hire Eric Bischoff. And they could have those guys who have done successful invasion angles. And whoever was booking the original UWFI invasion in New Japan in the mid-90s, which inspired the NWO angle. Okay, they could put all those bookers together, had them specifically work on just that invasion storyline, and they would still find a way to make these people that have booked successful invasion angles before screw it up.
Absolutely.
Number two, you want your authority figures to have credibility, right?
Sure. I see where you're going with this.
Okay. If Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Bayley, Revival, a bunch of these bros and sisters come up, do the invasion thing. Like you said, cut a promo saying, damn it, we weren't drafted, we're pissed off. Do you know what that does? That buries your authority figures because they look like idiots. And it's one thing to make Stephanie look like an idiot, but you make the babyface McFoley look like an idiot. You make Shane McMahon, the fan favorite, look like an idiot. And you make Daniel Bryan, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, look like an idiot. He already does look like an idiot.
But maybe you don't, because it can be oversights because of the Raw.
They
could sell it as a Raw roster was so deep that they just didn't see these people. And I know how
Darren
you see
Young.
That when you have Alexa Bliss. And I understand that, but they're at least on the roster. And I know it's hard to say, you know, we overlooked Samoa Joe when we picked Alexa Bliss. I understand that. But I will say this, though, for WWE, and I'll give them credit for this.
I'll finish.
They're at least giving their homegrown talent a chance, where it would have been easier to go with Nakamura and Joe, even though Bayley is kind of a homegrown talent. He is a homegrown talent. They're at least, you know, but these people are just bodies. See, everybody's looking at this the wrong way. Alexa Bliss, Carmella, you know, and God bless Carmella. She's there now. Good for her. They're just bodies. That's all they are. These other three people are going to be the top stars when they come up.
And I saw somebody
simple,
hit
dude.
Me up before and say, listen, Fred, it's like the minor leagues in baseball. They could just call up, you know, somebody, or like the developmental league in the NBA. They could just call up somebody and that's it. That's great. But I've had Triple H publicly tell me, and I mean, you know, fans and media all over the world, that NXT isn't developmental. It's a third brand.
That is true, too.
That's Triple H's own words, not mine. So if you want to talk about it being a third brand, not developmental, then you know what? I'm going to treat it like a brand.
Yeah.
When you're selling out the Barclays Center, I'm not going to treat you as a minor league. No minor league is selling out the Barclays Center. I'm going to treat you like a brand.
Well, the brand still needed talent then. And there you go.
Well, plan ahead.
But there was nobody else. That's the whole point.
They can get Roderick Strong tomorrow. They got 32 cruiserweights they just had on TV.
But you have to let that play out.
Abushi.
Their timing. So, look, can we agree with this? Their timing on things sucks.
Okay, they can't temporarily, after beating Cesaro, we didn't even talk about the other SmackDown results because they were so irrelevant. Okay, they had Cesaro lose to Chris Jericho in 2016. They can't move Cesaro to NXT for a couple months to revitalize that brand. That would be phenomenal.
Yes, I agree with that. They should do that.
Cesaro, absolutely. Can you imagine Cesaro as a touring NXT champion while occasionally appearing on Raw or SmackDown half shows? That'd be great.
Even a Ziggler.
Yeah.
Let him refresh. I agree. Dude, that would be perfect. Now, what somebody here, Supertan1 says, Mojo Rawley over Ty Dillinger. That I agree.
Oh, God. I forgot about Ty Dillinger. That
he
poor guy.
He should have been called on that game.
That poor guy. Oh, my God.
And you know, it was said, the name is, Dave Meltzer said, you know, they said it on their show. That's the guy who got over with no booking, and he got over with that NXT crowd. He should have been rewarded for that. I agree with that 100%. But again, this is just WWE's way of thinking. I just hope that that what I'm saying is right. You know, I want to be right with this. I want to say, let the talent establish himself for a couple weeks, and then bring these guys in to pick up good feuds. Because if they just come in as guys, which would have happened tonight. It just wouldn't have been right. You can't just bring Nakamura in off a draft out of nowhere. And I know what you're saying.
They can, but they're doing that with everybody else anyway.
Right, but at least some of these guys are getting called up for a reason. Let him come up.
Real, like Apollo Crews got called up for a reason.
The Ascension got called up for a reason. And you see how they've played out. Right. Let this work out.
So how do you know that these guys, when they finally do get called up, are going to be called up for a reason other than, hey, let's just call them up?
And they might not be, but maybe they will. You know, let Bray Wyatt, you know, become the top heel on SmackDown, and let Nakamura just show up one night and challenge him or something.
If Bray Wyatt's your top heel on SmackDown, you have problems.
Look at the roster. He is. Look at the roster. It's him, Baron Corbin, and The Miz, buddy.
All right, let's answer some questions and comments. John says, Fred, do you think Ronda Rousey will do a WWE match? I think eventually. They'll pay her a lot of money, and it doesn't seem like she wants to fight. I know she's talking a big game about wanting to fight, but until I see her actually, you know, cutting weight and getting in fighter shape, you know, she looks great, but I mean, you know, and she doesn't look like she was when she was training regularly, that's for sure. As far as
come out on WWE and do the Master Armbar Challenge,
like Chris Masters, I think she'd probably do a one off. What about Samoa Joe? We already debated this. I don't want to talk about it anymore. My head hurts. Drive all the way to Delaware and just. I don't know.
Bring it, buddy. Come on. I got my chair waiting. Let's go.
We'll meet halfway. We'll meet
in Philly on Monday. How about that?
There we go. We'll have a Philadelphia street fight outside the RNC. Yeah.
We'll be at the 2300 Arena. There you go. It's on my way to work. I can do that.
All right. Jeremy Bowers, AJ Styles is the top heel for SmackDown. So
I forgot he was on SmackDown. Yeah.
So how about that?
Yeah, you know what? He gets cheered like a face, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's true. But Bray Wyatt gets cheered too.
Yeah, well, AJ has a soccer mom haircut.
Yeah, it looks great. Hey, he makes it work. Oh god. Alright. It feels like they came up with this last minute. If you look at the Raw roster compared to SmackDown roster, there's no challenge. Raw is a better roster. Why not put Sammy or Owens on SmackDown? I agree, and Raw still has the cruiserweights coming up.
That's the $1 million question. And I'm telling you, throughout the week there has to still be trades. It just doesn't make sense. Especially with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. That makes no sense at all. This is the final time, and yet you're gonna put them on the show together.
Andreas Torres, Luke Harper wasn't on the list of eligible wrestlers. Yeah, he's currently injured right now.
So is Naomi.
I would like to see Kurt Hawkins or some of the other guys rumored to return have appear. Well, somebody's saying he would have liked to have seen them come back tonight. They'll probably slowly but surely return if they're scheduled to return. So I wouldn't worry too much about those dudes. We had Bray Wyatt beat Xavier Woods, for those asking. We had some tag team match. I don't even remember the results. I'm pissed off right now. All right, let me just bring up these.
At least for the Xavier Woods, at least he played that scared shitless gimmick perfectly tonight.
Yeah. Darren Young and Zack Ryder beat Rusev and The Miz when Darren Young submitted The Miz with Bob Backlund's crossface chicken wing.
He's now used two of Bob Backlund's moves, one of which last night they didn't even mention.
What was that?
The roll-up pin.
The bridge? Yeah.
That was one of his finishers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that was one of his pins, Bob Backlund's pins, and they never mentioned it. No mention.
Yeah.
I guess Bob Backlund's on Raw with Darren Young.
Oh, God. I didn't even mention this. Demon Kane took on Kevin Owens. And the match ended in a no contest because Owens was brawling with Zayn. And then Kane took out Owens and Zayn.
Double choke slam. And still didn't get drafted right away.
In 2016.
Well, you have to increase his draft stock. You know, they showed two different graphics of best available. One time it said Demon Kane, one time it said Kane. So I honestly thought Corporate Kane was going to get drafted as well. So thank God that didn't happen.
We had Charlotte and Dana Brooke defeat Sasha Banks in a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Just because they...
Dana Brooke needs a lot of work, and she needs... I don't know. She just needs to...
You go away for
a while. I don't know what it is. I think she just... Whatever protection she had in NXT, she doesn't have on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, it was Emma. Just so you know, now when Nia Jax got drafted, she kind of cut a promo on Charlotte. And, you know, since Dana Brooke is with Charlotte, you know, and Nia Jax in NXT was with Eva Marie, just want to throw that out there. It's what we have to look forward to, Fred.
John Cena beat Gallows. And then, as I mentioned before, Seth and Dean for the title. Dean won clean.
You beat. I can just tell. The show itself wasn't anything special.
Why?
This was probably the worst draft
why?
In history.
Why did I get so excited for this?
It was
horrible. Why did I rush home for this? Why did I constantly check my phone? Why did I have the WWE Network on in the background? Why did I prep for this show besides to talk to all you great people? Why did I recap Raw last night? Why did I get excited? When I could have been playing some Dragon Age Inquisition, which has significantly better storytelling than WWE, that I watched this show? Why? I could have binge watched something.
WWE knows how to sell you on something and let you down because they know you're going to watch it again and again. And that's what they did tonight because there was nothing special at all.
Well, you know what?
The most special thing about this was the fifth pick, which was Finn Balor.
Well, you know what?
He wasn't even there for the live crowd.
Well, you know what? Here's the problem. Yeah, some people are going to watch, but ratings are still going down. They did not do very well on Monday.
No, they lost.
They did not do very well on Monday. I think the third hour lost like 100-something thousand viewers, despite it being a title match.
Which is not for Dean Ambrose.
And they're going down in attendance. Even MSG, which was pretty packed, section 102, which is, you know, where you face the ring and you face the entranceway. Or I think it was 102, maybe 107. That could be right. No, I think it was 102 because I remember I sat in section 102 last time. I sat in section 109 this time around. Kind of not full. There were some NT seats, that's for sure. And normally MSG is totally sold out, although I'm sure they still did all right for that show that I went to on Saturday, which was a great show, by the way. And what a contrast. A great house show featuring an AJ Styles-John Cena match that, honest to God, was like a WrestleMania-caliber match. And then you get to Raw, which is okay. You have some excitement, and then SmackDown just knocks the wind out of you.
I don't doubt that
the brand extension could lead to some cool moments and to some guys that normally wouldn't get an opportunity to shine. It might be really good. It might be really good. But as far as change, like real change, getting me excited, doing something different from what they've done in the past, I'm really not excited.
It's the status quo, man. This is what they've done in the past, and it seems like this is what they're going to do now. So, yeah.
It's not. I'm not a fan. No, not a fan. Not a fan. And it's. I'm disappointed. I don't know what else to say. I'm very disappointed. But before I go, I just want to say shout outs to a few people: Hector Charisma, Douglas Ayers Spicola, Lotu Tupu, who I haven't heard from in a while, my boy from Cali. What's up, man? Subaton 1, John Pictures, Silver Bullet 1147, Jeremy Bowers, Minecraft Mason and more. That's his name. A. Garcia, Kuki Raja, Isabel McLean, Andreas Torres, NY Mets fan 2006, The Zoom, Angel 92, Alan Wu is our good friend, Justin Reside, Craig Baker, Sky Doll Sky, Kelvin Kipapa, Danny Sunil, I probably butchered that name, I'm sorry, buddy, Ed Molina, Agassi Georgies, Jeremy Sasser, Stephen Shaw, my boy Ryan Loco, who just got engaged, so congratulations to him. Freddie Mitchell Jr., my homegirl Candace Cordelia, Vaughn Johnson, and I've probably forgot a few people, but I'm at the moment where I'm just like, I'm drained, I'm beat, and we still got Battleground, which should be a pretty decent show. It should have a great main event. But if Roman Reigns walks out champion, I'm not saying Dean's that over right now because they beat him like a drum earlier this year. But the guy at least deserves a chance. A real chance. 3 weeks ain't a chance.
Ratings are down though, man. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, if you book a guy like a geek, just because you put a gold belt on him doesn't mean anything.
That's how they can defend it.
All right. Well, folks, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to hear from you, though. What do you think about the draft? Are you as disappointed as I am? Do you need a strong drink like I do right now? Although I don't drink, so I'll probably just...
I will drink it for you, sir.
You go drink it for me. I'll grab a seltzer water.
Can I mention one thing before you go?
Yes.
Because I know you've had a rough night, and I'm going to make it just that much more rougher on you. The main event spoilers for this week... One of the matches was Mark Henry and Jack Swagger defeating Breezango. So, yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? That makes sense. An Olympian and All-American teaming up. That's not that bad.
Okay, but where's Mark Henry been? Breezango is starting to get a little bit of momentum.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay.
But then again, you also had Sheamus, Del Rio, and the Shining Stars defeat Titus, the Usos, and Dolph Ziggler.
Wait, what? Read that match again?
I'd rather not.
Read that
match
again.
You had Sheamus, Del Rio, and the Shining Stars. What just happened here? I just lost it. To defeat, it was Dolph Ziggler. Hold on a second. Titus O'Neil and the Usos. You had Goldust and R-Truth with Apollo Crews defeat Corbin and the Dullies, and Kalisto defeated Victor. This is where we're at now with WWE programming. They are clueless beyond clueless. I assume main event and superstars will go to Raw and SmackDown respectively. I assume all this begins on Monday because that main event was horrible looking. So that's kind of where we're at. We just got to hope that,
Oh, God.
This is bad.
Yeah. Well, shout out real quick to Terrell Scott. And somebody mentioned something about Corey Graves real quick. I'll just say this. If they're clueless enough to not draft Bayley and not debut Bayley very soon, then I don't trust them, especially Kevin Dunn, to understand why people think Corey Graves is cool. Never mind the fact that he's extremely talented as an announcer. Okay, but you desperately need some coolness, some people that connect with fans. You got Bayley, and as a commentator, you got a great talker in Corey Graves. Who has a cool look? You're trying to attract young people here. When I see Michael Cole, I think of like something that's like my dad's friend. Not even. My dad's friends are way cooler than Michael Cole will ever be, but I'm just saying. Okay? You think you're grandpa's friends. Actually, I think my grandpa's friends would have been cooler than Michael Cole. Whatever. When you see Michael Cole, you think of that like, I don't know. You think of like the creepy librarian or something. Not that I ever had one, but I'm just saying.
WWE thinks Jerry Lawler is that cool guy still. Just say that's their thinking.
Yeah, they think Michael Cole has credibility. Yes, because if there's ever anything WWE needed, it's the corny ass Caucasian male demographic. That's great.
So SmackDown at least has the better lead announcer than Raw. Can we say that?
Still, you want a guy like Corey Graves? He looks cool. He's got the tattoos. He looks badass.
I agree.
He He's a good looking guy. He looks cool. He looks cool.
Yeah. He looks cool like he should team up with Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Well, one last thing. And again, one last thing. As I see the overall draft for Raw and SmackDown, being that Raw had, you know, three to two every time they drafted, you can look at it like this, and I'm just going to read it as this website has it. The extra people Raw picked up are, and again, this is not really in order. It's just how they have it listed. Mark Henry, Braun Strowman, Bo Dallas, The Shining Stars, Axel, Alicia Fox, and Dana Brooke. So, yeah, Raw got a few more draft picks, but in reality, it didn't really do a whole lot for him. Just want to go there.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
I'm done, man. This sucks. I'll be back for the Battleground recap. I'll try to recover mentally.
I'm not too sure I'll be invited back anymore, but that's beside the point.
You may. You may. I don't know.
Well, it's been fun then.
All right. Well, folks, I'm going to get on out of here. I hope you enjoyed this recap. I want to hear from you. What do you think about this draft? What do you think about Bayley, Samoa Joe, and Nakamura not being drafted? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Scott? Do you disagree with both of us? Let me know. Leave a comment below. Tweet us, Facebook us. Do what you got to do. If you enjoyed this update, please like, share, take care, and don't forget to subscribe for more live broadcasts and WWE updates. Ugh, good riddance. Ugh, so much for that draft.